From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories.
NJT service resuming into and out of New York Penn Station after the overnight fire that knocked out service to Amtrak NJT and severely disrupted the LIRR. This, of course, the second major fire incident to knock Penn off track in recent weeks. And the MTA, which does not run Penn Station, has had enough.
While the fire, likely caused by colliding work trains, largely spared LIRR customers,
this cannot keep going on.
MTA Chairman Jana Lieber is not happy with Amtrak.
This is an unacceptable situation. This is like the third time in a row in a matter of a couple weeks that we have knocked out Penn Station. We have had Penn Station knocked out by problems with Amtrak.
His beef is that Amtrak closes a full tunnel for repairs, leaving little margin for error in the tunnels with service.
We've had almost 100 complaints today. Normally we have like 5 or 10.
He wants Amtrak to shift the work to overnights. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Amtrak has not yet commented, but commuters may have a comment or two. We're going to go live now to New York Penn Station and check in with 1010 Winds reporter Amanda Alexander. Amanda.
Hey, Lori. Yeah, tons of thoughts and feelings here at Penn Station. There's a lot of folks looking up at the train arrival screens, then that sigh of disappointment when they read canceled or delayed in big, bold red like Renee.
Probably been waiting like probably 10, 15 minutes, and I have no clue when the train is coming. It said 1:50, but here I am still waiting.
Yeah, that wire and track fire knocked out service for quite a while this morning, but as you said, service is back on, just slower. Some wait times are up to an hour. Now, while Renee says his NJT commute is typically smooth, this woman, Sam, says it's just another day of problems.
We pay crazy taxes, and it makes no sense that we pay all of this money and there's always a delay. We always have to find an alternate route.
Yeah, now Lori, NJT is honoring tickets for their service buses and path, but as we see, some riders still are not happy. Reporting live at Penn Station, Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Authorities in New Jersey say they've cracked a cold case that dates back to 1989. They've arrested a Georgia man in connection with the murder of a Bayonne man who was found shot to death in his home. The Hudson County Prosecutor's Office says a now 62-year-old Joseph Quiro Soto killed Mauricio Cuadra during a burglary. In a bid to cut down on congestion during World Cup matches, 42nd Street will be for buses only on match days, and blocks around Penn Station will be shut down to traffic as well.
A car ban will be in effect along 42nd Street from 1st all the way to 12th each day of a World Cup match, which taxi drivers are not looking forward to like Karim.
So it's going to be so hard for us. The pickup's going to be complicated.
The Mamdani administration says only World Cup shuttles and MTA buses will be allowed, and there'll be a car ban for 5 hours before a match and 3 hours after. Commuters waiting for the bus don't seem to mind those rules.
For someone who relies on public transit, I think this is great.
Make it easier for people to move from one location to the other.
And for the championship match on July 19th, that car ban will be extended to 6 hours. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on 42nd Street.
And Uber says it will offer shared shuttle service in 50-seat vans after matches at MetLife Stadium and other stadiums around the country during the World Cup. The fare will be $49 from New Jersey to Manhattan. Regulars at a Ridgewood brewery are raising a pint to their favorite watering hole, along with the rest of Queens. The Bridge and Tunnel Brewery has been crowned Best Craft Beer of the borough, the designation coming from the Queens Chamber of Commerce and its 14th annual food and beverage contest. Number two on the list, Evil Twin Brewing, also in Ridgewood. Number three, Fifth Hammer Brewing Company in Long Island City. And with that beer, how about some pizza? Last call or slice tonight at the original location of one of the city's famous pizza chains. Two Boots is shutting down in the East Village. After 38 years, chain co-founder Phil Hartman says while he's shutting down the Avenue A location, he plans to reopen in the neighborhood where his loyal customers live and work.
A lot of people I met their fiance here or came here after they had their Sweet 16, and a million kids have had their birthday parties. People have been coming since they were kids, and now they're bringing their kids. So there's a lot of history here.
Han Yu has been a regular at Two Boots.
This is like my walk to school, basically. I'll pass by here every day. There's also like a spot where like my friend's band plays around the neighborhood. Like, this is where we come and get a slice.
Two Boots has other locations in the West Village, the Upper East Side, the Upper West Side, and Park Slope. Flacco the Owl is the subject of a new documentary, and you can see it for free in the park where Flacco flew free, Central Park.
It became clear that this was potentially a Eurasian eagle owl, which there are no Eurasian eagle owls in North America. You have to understand, an escaped zoo animal is like a plot from a movie.
The film called Wild Inside is produced by HBO Documentary Films, directed by filmmaker Penny Lane, and premieres in Central Park July 29th. It will then have a limited run in theaters. The documentary covers Flacco's life in New York, growing up in the Central Park Zoo, busting out of the zoo when someone apparently cut his cage, and then his time as a free bird. If you watch the Knicks games, you know that Ben Stiller is a regular courtside, and Stiller says he's all in on taking a photo anytime with Coach Mike Brown's family. He made his remarks after Brown said his wife was too shy to ask.
She's going to kill me, but my wife, Ro, Ben Stiller, was over there. I don't think I've ever met Ben, but he was over there, and she was like, Ben's over there. I was like, go get a picture. I'm sure he'll take a picture with you. No, I can't do it.
Stiller heard that and posted, I am available for any picture, anytime, with any member of Mike Brown's immediate or extended family or his friends. This man has taken us to the finals in his first year here. If you missed Manhattan Henge yesterday, you'll get another chance tonight when the sunset aligns with Manhattan's crosstown grid, producing a spectacular orange glow of a sight. Manhattan Henge happens around the same time in May and July every year. Sunset tonight is at 8:13.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.